performance.
This is our Broadway debut. You don't care about theater?
I don't think so. I've...
You don't care about theater? You?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say...
I mean, yeah, he did the Limpress. All I'm saying is, if I'm going to be auditioning for a play, I have to give my all. My eye. I have to feel it in my canicas, you know?
Are you saying you have to give your everything?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, we're here.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, welcome back, guys, to another thrilling installment of Gay Screaming. See, we're doing good. We're back.
Yeah, we came back. We're not buying milk.
Yeah, we didn't just go to the store and abandon you.
Yeah.
We're good parents.
CPS is coming as we speak. Linda from HR. Hey, girl, hey.
She said hey back. Hold on. I'm going to go up in the outline. Anyways, hello. Welcome to Case Screaming.
We're so disorganized.
My name is Charlie, a.k.a. Misty Terrain, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Jared, a.k.a. Churro Bandito.
Okay, so first of all, before I get to that.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm existing. I'm in a state of being, and I am okay. I'm excited for later this week, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
You know, I'm... Oh, how would I put it?
Going through a divorce. The kids are fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because...
These battles.
Tom had an affair. No. I'm okay. Been better.
Right.
You know?
There's some,
Yeah. Things. Anyways. Definitely tired, though.
No, for sure. You have had no sleep, basically, for the last few days. Yeah,
because I've been club, bus, plane,
right.
Bus, another club,
right.
Another club.
The grind plane. Is nonstop.
Yeah.
The top 20 winners are going to get flued out. All expenses is paid
for. I can't afford to flew out 20 people right now.
Charlie's taking me to Disneyland, so they can afford a few things.
I can afford one at a time.
All Jareds are getting flued out. All expenses is paid for. We're queer.
And
this
we're
is Gay Screaming.
What's the finishing touch to that?
The finishing touch?
Yeah. It's we're here, we're queer. Get used to it.
Oh, that's kind of anticlimactic.
That's anticlimactic.
It doesn't rhyme.
We're here, we're queer. Get used to it.
I would like something more like, we're here, we're queer, do you want a beer? Like, that's like...
But we don't drink beer.
Do you not like beer?
I don't like beer.
Okay. Beer's kind of gross on premise, because it's just wheat water.
Yeah.
Like, by that logic, wine is better, because it's like, at least that's a fruit.
Yeah. Because it's grapes.
Right.
This just tastes like pee.
It looks like pee, too.
Not that I know what pee tastes like.
Likely story.
Shut up. I don't. I swear. I promise. I'm a good girl.
Oh, good girls go bad. I'm just saying.
Anyways, this is enough of that. Please. I need to respect myself. It's Sunday.
A day of rest.
I asked how you were already, right?
Yeah, I already asked how you were too. So we're already, we got our how are we's
okay.
Out of the way. It's all squared away, put in a nice little box.
We want to make sure we're checking in on each other.
Right, it's important.
If
you've got friends, check in on them. If you don't, sorry.
If you don't, go to Taco Bell, buy me something, and then I'll be
Then you'll
friend.
Be your friend? Yeah, yeah.
You know, it'll be kind of like a sugar daddy situation, because, you know, I get the Taco Bell, and I'll be like, oh my god, you're so funny, you should totally chase that dream and stand up.
Yeah, but, it's foolproof.
You know, they're not actually that funny.
Well, you didn't need to say that, you just broke their heart. I was going to say Charlie's a really good friend, but after that last comment, maybe not, don't buy him the tacos.
They're not going to know.
I'm just actively listening to this podcast, they're like, yeah, I'm not gonna know.
Oh, right, because it would be someone
this is
listening.
Evidence, mama.
Right. You know, I never said I was the smartest.
What's the thing? Who's Jane Austen?
A writer. Anyways, don't forget to rate and review the podcast, guys, because clearly
we're like worth a few minutes into this mess.
We're worth 5 whole stars and a subscription.
Worth 5 holes. 5 guys. In and out.
Yeah.
These burger joints, conspiracy theory, these burger joints are trying to sexualize our children.
That was a nice save, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But yeah, we deserve some nice comments in our little review box.
Right. Tell us that we look very supple and moisturized today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you can see us through the audio file.
Very much so.
Right.
And if you're going to leave a mean comment, don't. Because I will find you.
I don't know. I kind of live. For I feel like we've made it if we got a mean comment. Like, if our audience
watch, someone's going to be like, I hope you so. Guys are the most annoying,
I know obnoxious. I am. It's true, though. They're right.
Oh, my God.
They should say it.
Don't encourage it. Now we're going to get a bunch of bad reviews with 1 star.
No, but, okay. But, like, all jokes aside for a second. I feel like if our audience gets to the point where it's getting exposed, like, the podcast is getting exposed to people who might not like it anymore,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, reaching that kind of, like, what's the word? Demographic, I guess?
Yeah.
Then they're willing to leave a hate comment. I'm like, no such thing as bad publicity, you know?
Well.
I don't want death threats or anything, but if you're, like, gonna say I'm annoying, I'm just gonna be like, I know.
We're on the internet.
It's true. We're gonna get death threats. Did I tell you? I used to get some crazy Tumblr asks.
What and it was did never, you get?
I got one where it was, like, this racist, like, person, and they were, like, saying the N-word and stuff, and I was like, who is this? Because it was, like, a non, obviously, and yeah. I was just like, what the fuck? So, like, I just deleted it, because I was like, this is weird, like, my little tiny blog is just, like, getting hate, like, I wonder if this is, like, someone who follows me. And then, like, recently, or not recently, but it was, like, the last time I logged on to Tumblr, like, I think it was last year? It was after I had already, like, stopped using my blog and, like, the porn apocalypse and all that. But there was a message in my inbox, and I was like, who messaged me? I haven't used this blog in years.
Yeah.
And it was just a message from an anon that just said, you're a bad friend. And I don't know who sent it.
It was me.
I mean, kind of iconic. That'd be like,
imagine sickening. This whole time, I was just like, I've got this bitch.
I have my theories on who it could be. But I'm just...
Can I mouth it?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, like, live, go off. You're too scared to tell me that to my face. You're gonna do it in a Tumblr anon message. Okay.
Especially when she had your number.
Right. But it could be somebody else. I still don't know for sure, but it doesn't really matter. I just deleted it.
It was definitely me. Did I ever, I feel like I told the story before on the podcast, but there was one time when I had posted a selfie on Tumblr.
Oh no.
Years back, right?
Dangerous territory.
And
I was thirsty for those notes, though. I would get, like, 13
I forgot they
notes.
Were called notes.
Yeah. I would get, like, 13 notes on my little selfie as a teenager, and I'd be like, I'm so sexy.
Sometimes I still do say reblog, though.
No, I say that all the time. Yeah. I'm still, like, getting used to the whole transition to Twitter type deal.
It's hard. No, it's not.
It's just so hard out here for a working woman.
To transition from Tumblr to Twitter, it's taken me a whole 6 years to acclimate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I posted a selfie and someone was like, you need to shave those caterpillars off of your face.
Caterpillars?
My eyebrows.
That's rude. Your eyebrows are nice.
Oh, thank you. I've called them caterpillars ever since then.
Your face? You looked like you were not taking that compliment. You were like, you're lying. You don't need to patronize me with your bullshit.
No, I love you.
I love you too.
But yeah, that was a wild time. We should not have been on the internet alone like
right.
that.
I think we talked about it in the Tumblr episode, but yeah, again, like, Tumblr was not a good place to be as a teenager, especially in the gay community, because it was, like, very sexualized. Like, I was, like, posting some questionable things.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I'm just agreeing with Jared.
Charlie's like, I'm better than that. But
no, I feel like there were times where I was a little slutty, even though I was like 15 and I shouldn't have been.
A slutty 15-year-old?
Yeah.
It's the name of my next memoir.
This is the name of my next band, Slutty 15-Year-Old at Heart.
I live for that.
Oh my god, I hated that. Never saying those words again. Anyways, though, we're gonna take a quick break, guys. Like, very quick. And listen, hold on. Actually, you know what? Let me address this, because I know somebody's gonna say something.
Right, you gotta fight the controversy before it catches you.
I am not an editing connoisseur, an editing genius.
You could even say that if Gordon Ramsay were to sample our editing in dish form, he would dare say it's raw,
yeah,
it's uncooked, mm-hmm, unseasoned, disgusting, but it's food.
He'll eat it.
He'll eat it.
Because you know what?
Would you rather starve?
It was still good enough food to eat. And in what am I referring to? The last episode. Because yes, I know the audio was low. I tried boosting it up. Didn't really work. But from what you could heard, or not could heard.
What you could have had heard. She done already had hers is.
What you could hear was funny. So.
That can't be denied. In the court of law, that stands.
And then the
law ad. Law and order has to be you. Sorry.
Yeah. And then the commercial break.
Right, right. Where we make our money. Our coins. Fumbled our bag.
I did. I completely ruined our money-making opportunity. Yeah. Now we're broke and you all have
We're not Sigma money. Males. Have you heard Sigma those? Sigma males. Okay. We're not gonna... I'll get into that. Actually, I'll bring it up later. We'll see.
Okay, he's got a plan.
Yeah, I do have a plan. But continue.
What was I saying?
The ad break. You edited it.
Oh, yeah. I edited the ad break, and I even, like, re-listened to it a few times to make sure it went over correctly.
Right.
And it sounded like it did. I don't know what happened in the uploading process where it was like, and we'll be right back. We're back. Have you ever heard of Anchor? You know, I tried my darndest.
Right.
But they didn't succeed.
We can't always succeed. We're not all perfect people.
No. But I'd like to be.
It's just like Lady Gaga said in her hit iconic song, Plastic Doll.
Okay, bye. We're going to break. No, we'll be right back. And we are back. I said it slow like that, just in case. To edit around, just in case I screw it up again.
Actually, no. I'm gonna have hope. I'm not gonna put it out into the universe. I'm not gonna manifest that.
So you're saying I'm gonna fuck it up again?
Yes. But it's okay. We'll see what happens.
I can't believe that you have little to no faith in me.
It's little. It's not no.
So you do have faith in me.
Exactly.
Aww.
Gotta look at the positive.
Silver Lining. Thank you.
What was that movie that Jennifer Lawrence was in?
Silver Linings Playbook?
Very that.
Never saw it.
Football.
Was it about football?
I think. Playbook, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was a football player in that movie.
Wait, bitch. Watch me school you right now. Just like I have many times before.
On it could be like a play by words. On words, you know? I don't think that movie has anything to do with football, Jared.
I promise you. There's something to do with football.
And when I'm right, give away a set.
High five you. For a wonderful job well done.
He's looking for the description.
I'm looking at the plot description.
Yeah, look at the plot description. We need the plot.
Offers to get his wife back if he enters a dance competition with her.
The fuck is this? Dancing with the Stars?
Clinic, restraining order, therapist, Silver Linings, Excelsior, Ernest Hemingway. Drugs, casual sex, dance competition, illegal bookmaking. Why do people like this movie?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, wait, this might be it.
White mediocrity.
Having bet most of his money on a Philadelphia Eagles game, he asked Pat to attend for good luck. She gives him a type reply.
But that doesn't make the movie about football.
You said there was no football at all in it. This is literally a plot point. Before entering the stadium, Pat and his brother get in a fight with racist fans and are hauled away by the police. The Eagles lose the game and Patricio is furious. If the Eagles win their next game and Tiffany and Pat score 5 out of 10 on their dance competition, he will win back double the money.
This doesn't sound like a good movie.
That's what I'm saying. Why do people like this movie? But it's about, like, football and dancing, apparently. And, like, love. And, like, drugs. And mental illness. Hmm. All these people are white, by the way.
Let's get into some hot topics.
Yeah, what's a good hot topic?
Why don't we start off with Miss Jessie Nelson.
Blackfish.
Do you know who Jessie Nelson is, though?
I didn't.
Okay.
Until recent events.
So...
I knew her as the Belegda girl.
Yeah, that's how we all came to know her.
Right.
You know?
When she really rose to stardom with that.
Because that was her...
Her hit single. That was her debut for her solo career.
That should have been.
Yeah.
But she started off in Little Mix, which they started off...
In Jamaica.
In X Factor.
Island, yeah.
Island. Well, yeah. The UK is an island, so technically, yes.
Okay, okay.
Well, British. Yeah. Britain. Adele British is not an island. Oh my god. We'll talk about her song in a second. But...
I still haven't even listened to the whole thing. I just have seen clips on Twitter, and I'm just like, go off Adele. She's never been my girl. I'm just on the sidelines.
I'm not going to comment quite yet. I'll get to it, because I feel
Are you going
to
collab with Peppa Pig?
No! Did you see that the news anchors were like, we actually have a message...
From Peppa Pig. Yeah.
And she was like, that's not the Peppa that my son grew up with. That's the new Peppa voice.
I didn't realize there was beef in the UK community.
Between Adele and Peppa Pig.
Does this have to do with Brexit?
Possibly.
I think Peppa started Brexit.
You think Peppa's for Brexit?
Yeah, she's a pig.
You're right. We've cracked the code.
I would like $100,000 cash up front from the UK government, and we will not publish this episode.
Jared's the only one who can save the UK now.
I never said that. I'm holding them hostage. I'm blackmailing their asses right now.
Okay, but Jessie Nelson.
Yes, Jessie Nelson.
So she was in Little Mix, and they were like, they never took off.
What was really. The mix?
It was Jessie Nelson.
No. Why was it called Little Mix? What were they mixing?
I don't know. I guess just four different girls from four different corners of the UK. I don't fucking know. But they never took off here. They kind of took off, like, all over the world and became, like, pretty big, especially in the UK.
Spice Girls?
I feel like the Spice Girls took off over here.
No, they did. I just mean, like, this is, like, the UK.
Pretty much.
Spice Girls Part 2.
Yeah. But then, like, over here, Fifth Harmony kind of took off, but then not really because they petered out real quick.
Right. They had a couple anchors in their team.
Yeah. Regardless, like, I feel like a few months back, Jessie Nelson was like, I'm quitting Little Mix.
Thank was you. That my appropriate reaction?
Yeah. She was like, I'm quitting Little Mix. And her whole thing was that she was bullied a lot by the fans about her weight and da 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 da. And people were like, okay, whatever, we get it. We empathize with you.
Okay.
But towards the end of her tenure... with Little Mix, her skin was getting darker and darker and darker.
Mm-hmm.
And now fast forward a few months later, she does that lame song with Nicki Minaj. And it is very much like a look at me, I'm blackfishing sort of Ooh, video, you know? Yikes. It's very... I'm not going to be like, oh, it's disgusting, but it is kind of pretty gross, you know?
Okay.
So then she does the live with Nicki.
Oh, they had a live? Yeah. I'm so out of the loop with this shit.
Yeah, so she does a live with Nicki Minaj.
I just stay under my rock, you know?
And you should...
I just stay in my box, you know?
I'm going to open the rock open for you.
I just get under my box while all the gunfire's happening around me. I'm Solid Snake in a lot of ways. I'm not as thick as him, but I hope I can be one day.
One day, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm getting off track.
It's okay. I believe that one day you will be the thickest person of them all. Yes. You know, like, your cheeks will be
My cheeks
unstoppable.
And such.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what happened with miniature mixology again?
So she got on the live
right.
and was just like, I don't know why you guys are saying she's blackfishing. Because apparently there were text messages of the actual black member of Little Mix being like, I don't like that she's blackfishing and darkening her skin.
Okay.
And apparently she had called it out towards the end in the group being like, why is your skin so dark all of a sudden? And apparently that's why she left the group.
That makes sense.
But Nicki Minaj was just like, you're just jealous to the black girl.
Okay.
And she was like, if she wants to do this, she's allowed.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's just, it's weird seeing Nicki Minaj do all that when it wasn't so long ago she was on a stage saying, Miley, what's good for cultural appropriation?
That was for cultural appropriation? I thought that was because Miley Cyrus had, like, specifically said something targeting her.
I mean, yeah, but then Nicki went on in an article, like, the next day to be like, Miley wants to pretend to be, like, black,
mm-hmm.
and she wants all these black things, but she's not actually...
Right, right.
You know.
Which I agree with.
You know? And now she's just like, let this white girl be black.
Well, I think at this point she's kind of, like, her... She's already had her Joker moment.
Yeah.
And she's, like,
the
embracing the villain thing.
Yeah.
And she's trying to be, like, what's the word? Not counterculture, but she's being very, like...
A little bit counterculture.
She's just trying really hard to be, like, opposite of everybody. Like,
it's
oh, no, I'm gonna do my...
A thing. Contrarian?
Yeah, contrarian. That's the word I was looking for. Exactly. She's trying to be a contrarian and be like, oh, well, this is bad. I don't want to do this, whatever.
It's giving Ben Shapiro. How long until she's on the Ben Shapiro show?
I don't give it that long. I think she's more likely to be on Steven Crowder than Ben Shapiro.
Who's Steven Crowder?
Steven Crowder is another, like, semi-conservative podcast person on the YouTube sphere. He's the guy who's sitting at the... Remember that meme on Tumblr? It was like, change my mind? That's him. I think. Let me double check.
Gross.
I could be completely wrong because I'm also what's called an idiot in the biz.
And this business that we call show business,
Steven,
it's widely known that Jared is an idiot, along with me.
Yeah, Steven Crowder is the change my mind, guys.
I had no idea. I thought it was just a guy.
Well, yeah, it is just a guy, and then he got, like, fucking famous.
From that?
Yeah, but he's a conservative political commentator. He's Canadian? Oh, God. He's also a former contributor from Fox News.
Of course he is. That's so weird to me. How are you going to be Canadian and be like, Fox News is the way I want to go?
God.
That makes no sense to me.
Every time I learn more about conservative, like, figureheads, I get more disgusted with the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I feel like Nicki Minaj would be really likely to be on his podcast as a guest. Because, like, he could point her as, like, the token, like, black... female rapper who's, like, supporting all the same things he is.
Yeah.
And it would, like, benefit him. And she would, like, be able to spout her shit on another fucking, like, news outlet.
Yeah.
But I don't think Ben Shapiro would, like her. Because Ben Shapiro is much more, like, slut-shamey, like,
yeah.
traditionalist. So he would be like, oh, Nicki Minaj? Ew. I don't like Nicki Minaj.
That was actually a really good Ben Shapiro.
That, don't ever say that to me. I'm disgusted.
SNL? But on the topic of blackfishing, though.
Right.
I feel like we should be calling this out a lot more than we are.
It's even on, like, a merchandising level, it's like, oh, well, we can't have these shades of makeup because, like, we're catering towards white women and, like, we're not gonna make all these different shades. And now that they are, like, being more inclusive and making more shades, the fucking white women are like, oh, I want that one.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't for you.
Yeah.
Like,
Like, the amount of white girls, or not even just white girls, just lighter skin girls that are making themselves darker.
Yeah.
It's just really weird behavior. Like, I don't get why Jesse Nelson wants to do it so bad, you know?
Right.
Like, why can't she just go pip pip cheerio?
But it goes back to, okay, this is a great conversation about how black people contribute to pop culture in general.
Yeah.
Because black trends that have been in, like, the black community for a very long time are being picked up by white people. And same thing with AAVE and, like, speech patterns and slang. Like, all these popular memes and all these slang terms that are, like, coming into, like, the modern vernacular are all coming from black people.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no credit being given. There's no, like, oh, yeah, this is, like, your stuff. We're just, like, starting to use it.
it's more just like, oh, this is pop culture now. This is slang. And it's like, you're not acknowledging where this is all coming from.
Exactly.
And so, like, things like big lips, big butts, all that kind of shit is, like, natural to black women. And it's, like, being taken. And, like... but, yeah, black women are being basically copied. And it's becoming, like, a trend. And it's, like...
It's very commonplace now.
Right. When you're a white woman and you want, all of a sudden, to, like, have dark skin and have a fat ass...
It's weird.
And have big lips. When black women are getting, like, made fun of for that kind of shit. It's, like... It's just weird, yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like... I mean, people called it out for Ariana. But I feel like she wasn't...
When you stir the Nesquik.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic meme.
I feel like she wasn't really... taken to task for it as she should have been, and now she's not darkening her skin anymore.
Right
now she's like all white again, which like you should have been like this the whole time.
Yeah,
like it's also just like, who do you think you're fooling? Because we saw how you started out.
Okay, especially it's one thing if you're just like some random fucking white woman in America, no one gives a fuck about you. But if you're a celebrity and you're being posted on social media everywhere, you're all over the news, you're doing award shows, you're doing fucking concerts, people can see this shit.
Exactly.
People can compare. Okay, you wore this shade before, you're wearing this shade now, it's getting darker and darker and darker.
Oh, wait.
What?
No, you're totally right. It's just, it's bad. Don't do it. Like, it's just fucking, you don't feel weird.
That's how I feel, yeah.
And then there are those people who are like, tanning exists. That's not tanning.
Okay, even just tanning. Okay, so there's a lot to be said about like tanning culture too, because some people take it. It's fine if you just want a little bronzy bronze.
Exactly.
You just want to get a little darker because you feel like you're really pale. That's completely fine. Do whatever makes you feel more comfortable in your skin. Whatever.
But a whole nother shade?
If you're going so dark that it's like intense brown when you're a white person. Why do you feel like that's how you should look? That's just not how you look, and you're trying to change yourself on a consistent basis to be completely brown.
Yeah.
And completely change your skin tone, completely. And it's damaging. Like, it's one thing to do spray tans, which is also still just, like, light blackface, let's be real. But especially for people who go to, like, tanning beds and shit, or, like, tan in the sun like that, you're literally damaging your skin and your general health.
Tanning beds are bad for you.
They're really, like, bad. I don't know how they're legal, honestly, because it's, like, high correlation with skin cancer.
Yeah.
But it's weird shit. It's just weird shit. And this isn't to drag the Jersey Shore people, because we all know, back in the day, we loved Jersey Shore, and they all were out here tanning.
They were.
But...
all of them.
Yeah, yeah. But times have changed. People have changed. We're a little more aware and awake in these days, so why are you doing that?
Yeah, and like I said, like, I just feel like it needs to be called out more. Like, for example, there's a drag queen. Her name's Raven.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all this stuff, yeah.
She does Rue's makeup now, and, like, in the latest episode that she showed up in, she was darker than RuPaul. That is a full-ass white person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay.
Right, right.
And speaking of RuPaul, did you like that?
How did you not start singing Blame It on the Edit when you were going into detail about how you messed up the ad? She wanna blame it on the edit.
I didn't have the comedic foresight, you know? She wanna
blame it on the edit.
First of all, I feel betrayed by Jared yet again because he's enjoying this song.
I think what I'm learning about myself is that anytime there's a song that's annoying or bad, I'm gonna like it.
Unfortunately.
That's all. I'm gonna like it.
And I'm gonna hate it.
Yeah. Plastic Doll. Pots and Pans music. Most of Charli XCX's discography.
What is this new comics?
Yeah, this new RuPaul song, Rupert Pauline song.
So, okay, if you don't know, now you
if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Know. I don't know.
I forget.
Part.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, at first I was like, oh, it's not that bad. But then the more and more I thought about it, I was just like, this is kind of like the gaslighting song, like the gaslighting theme song of the century, you know? Because RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right.
Is a reality TV show.
Correct.
So we do have to keep in mind, sometimes things are edited in ways to make things appear one way when they're not.
Did we even give context? RuPaul put out a song called Blame It on the Edit.
Right. See, thank you for doing our job. So a lot of girls will often take to Twitter and stuff like that and be like, I wasn't a fan of my edit, you know?
Oh, saying that they were misrepresented on the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there are other times where it's just like, well, you said what you said. It's on camera.
You on candid camera now. I'm gonna go back to the song where the famous lyric says, you the one who said it, bitch.
Go ahead and take the credit.
It's true.
So that's the kind of the point of RuPaul's song being like, you just gave us the material. We put it out there. But I feel like that's still kind of
gaslight gatekeep girl boss.
Yeah, because it's just like, yes, they said what they said, but if you're still editing it.
Well, that's the thing. Reality TV to make production it crews can have all the power that they want in making people out to be the bad guy or painting people in certain lights or making this person the hero and this person the villain. They can do that because, like, they have the lens and they have the creative control and they can edit and change whatever they want to.
You know, in the UK, they're not allowed to do that.
Really?
Because the BBC is funded.
The big black cock.
Oh my god.
They're funded by what?
The BBC is funded by the people, or by the government, or whatever.
We're funded by the people.
Us?
No. The US government. We be paying taxes. They just don't like us.
We fund them. They don't fund us.
True.
Hey, Joe.
How about another stimmy daddy?
Kamala?
No, Kamala's not going to fucking help us. I know. She's like, I left California. I'm in the White House now. I'm locking you up. She's gonna fucking snatch your ass.
Why me? Oh, because I'm a stoner?
Exactly. She's gonna be like, you know what I smell, Charlie? A jail sentence.
I'm gonna be like, do a bitch. I dare you. I bet she wouldn't even try.
She would.
She would. But CalPERS, it's legal here.
No, yeah, I just mean like in the past.
Oh, yeah. If this were 2006...
Different story.
But I don't think I'd be high on edibles at 8 years old.
You get what I mean. If you were in Kamala, okay.
If I had time traveled.
Right.
And went back.
The TARDIS.
And smoked some Mary Jane.
Doctor Who stands, make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Pod.
You know the Doctor's a woman right now?
God is a woman? Which doctor?
Who?
Oh no. That show is still on?
Yeah.
Ew. Actually, I didn't mean that Doctor Who stands. I didn't say ew. Rate us 5 stars.
It's never gonna end. But yeah.
Supernatural went on for like 13 seasons.
They're doing a spinoff.
I know, and it hurts. It hurts, Charlie. Yeah. They went on for 13 seasons, and then they finally let it die. And they even gave the fans the gay romance they wanted, even though they just name-dropped it. Yeah, they didn't even, like, make it official. They were just like, oh, I love him. Okay, cool. But then, the spinoff, when I heard that, I was like, first this, Doctor Who, SpongeBob. Good things don't last for 13 seasons. Grey's Anatomy... Just let it end after 6 or 7. You've gone on long enough. You made your paycheck. The story's over.
Don't get me started on Grey's Anatomy.
Get out of here.
Beat it, pal.
Do another show. One hit wonder ass.
One hit wonder.
All these actors are like, oh, I've already dedicated a decade to this. I can't do anything else. I'm like, you gave up your career, apparently.
How did we get here from Blame It on the Edit?
I don't know.
But we're here.
Yeah.
We're queer.
And what about it?
That...
Name drop.
That's what we were saying.
Noella, how you been, girl? We're on season 3. Where you at? Oh, I didn't mean that in a shady way. That came across mean.
No, we're keeping that in. Anyways, we're going to be right back for our commercial.
We already did.
No, that was just the break between the transition. This is the sponsorship break.
Oh, wow. You said there's tiers. There's layers to
this.
We're
trying to be... professional and responsible and cohesive. How successful we are at that,
or we may never know.
Yeah. Debatable. But we'll be right back, and hopefully I edit the ad correctly. Okay.
DaBaby.
Okay, and we're back from our break. Hopefully it was edited okay. You guys,
this could
just
be a mess.
Yeah. For all I know, the break is about to come in right now.
Could be some fruit salad in this yummy yummy.
And we're back again.
Oh my God.
Imagine. Okay, guys, it's time for our next segment. This segment's called What's On Your Mind, and we're basically just going to talk about whatever's on our mind. So, Jared, ask me.
What's on your mind, Charlie?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's so amazing.
What is?
No, I was trying to react to your response, but I didn't give you time to say anything. The joke just goes right over your head. What is?
I'm so dumb. What's on my mind today? I've been kind of thinking about how I need to be meaner to people.
Okay. I don't know if I've already told this story on the podcast, so if I have, feel free to skip ahead to, like, 2 minutes after this. But there was a time where me, my roommate, and Charlie went to this smoothie spot that I go to a lot. And me and my roommate both got our smoothies, and Charlie got theirs, and then we all take a sip, and my roommate's like, oh, I don't really like mine, and I was, like, drinking my usual, so I was like, oh, yeah, mine's good. And then Charlie's like, mine tastes bad. And we were like, oh, what's wrong with it? So we both tried it, and we were like, oh, something's rotten, Mama.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, expired fruit. Like, this tastes sour. Like, something's wrong with this smoothie. Let's go inside and replace it, or, like, get a refund or whatever. And Charlie goes, no, I'll drink it.
But
no,
I didn't.
Okay. No, no, it's okay. I don't want to make a scene. I'll drink it. No, stop. Because we literally kept offering. We were like, we can go inside and get you a new smoothie. Like, it's fine. They're super nice here. Like, they're not going to think it's a big deal. They'll replace it. And you're just like, no. No. And then you threw it away.
I wasn't going to. Listen, I know I said I was going to drink it, but also that was a good impression of me.
No. I'm just going to drink it. It's okay.
But, like, I mean, kind of like, yeah, like that. Like, I need to put my foot down more.
Yeah.
In more situations.
I feel like you're very, very nice to a fault. Because sometimes in situations where, like, you can be more assertive. Not insertive. Assertive.
And if it's insertive, it's consensually and with a condom.
Period. Plankton. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just like a, like you said, putting your foot down kind of thing.
But also, too, I feel like I could benefit from also being just, like, a little meaner.
Mm.
You know?
Because
I just feel like some people need to hear that from me.
For sure.
So they can understand.
They'll back off.
Exactly.
Noticed, this is a trend with everybody, but like if you let people, not necessarily if you let people, but if people notice that they can take advantage of you, they're going to keep doing
it.
And they won't stop until you put your foot down, until you like set a boundary and like make it known that you're not like going to put up with that shit.
Which is exactly what all the men in my life have ever done to me. But, yeah.
Just talking about the man at the smoothie place.
No, okay. There was a really hot guy at the smoothie place, and I would have liked to birth his children. But that's besides the point. But even in regards to, like, just with men, too, like, if I'm on an app and a guy comes at me weird, I'm just, like, I've honestly, like, lately, too, I've just been like, what makes you think you can talk to me that way?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what part of that did you think was okay?
Right.
You know?
What did you mean by that?
Exactly. Like, I just feel like, A, a lot of people need to be humbled.
True. Yeah.
B, a lot of people need to be told no.
Yeah.
And C, there's a lot of power in me using the word
no.
No.
N-O.
You know? And that's just a little something for all of us to take notice of. Just stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're, like, a racist.
Then don't stand your ground. Actually get toppled over and get trampled.
Just dig your grave.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You know?
Robert E. Lee's already going in the grave. Join him.
Mm-hmm. Right next to Reagan.
Yeah. Mess.
What's on your mind, Jared?
Lately, I've been thinking a lot about
Pedicures.
Pedicures?
Yeah, because I got a pedicure last week, and my toes are still shiny.
They look good.
No, yeah. And, like...
Not to be a foot fetishist.
I was gonna say, I don't have a foot fetish. Sorry, certain listeners.
Shut up.
However, I do like how my toes look with this pedicure, so I'm like, maybe I'll get pedicures more often.
I've never gotten one.
It's really relaxing. Except the part where they, like, massage, because it's ticklish, and I'm like, I almost kicked the lady. But, like...
Jared!
Not, like, in a purpose...
She's doing her job!
I didn't mean it in purpose, but it's, like, a reflex.
You did, though.
I hate women, huh? Yeah. No, okay. But I'm ticklish, so, like, when you're touching my foot, it's, like, a reflex.
Uh-huh.
But I powered through it, I didn't kick her, and I tipped her. I'm
a good person. How much did you tip her?
I don't know.
You're just okay, you don't have to reveal that.
Can't disclose the 5%. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, it was just really nice. So I think men should get pedicures and, like, don't feel weird about it, because, like... They don't care. They're doing their job.
Do they do that thing at pedicures where they remove, like, dry skin from your feet?
Yeah. They, like, had the little brush thing, and they
the
were, like,
cheese grater?
It. Yeah. It felt good.
Maybe I should go, like...
Let's get pedis.
Stoned in the nail salon, like Lord said.
Stoned in the nail salon? This isn't what Jesus would want.
It would be what I want.
I'm just picturing us walking to the nail salon, and they have hot rocks, and they're just...
What is... Do they just... Put that on your back or something?
No, I'm making a joke about getting stoned.
Oh, you mean like actually stoned. Like
you're like, there's a hot rock massage too? Oh my gosh.
What kind of nail salon are we going to? This sounds so fancy. Oh my god. And then we can get a seaweed wrap afterward.
Oh wow.
Couples massage.
Well, they do have like deluxe pedicures, but they do like more stuff, but I got the basic ones,
so I'm sure.
Yeah,
maybe I should get a pedicure soon, you know, but I've never had someone else handle my foot before.
That's what I mean, like it's a very weird sensation when they're massaging it. I'm
yeah,
like, oh.
Can I request no massage?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure you could ask them, they're pretty nice.
Just be like, hey, I'm not into all that.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah. You can just,
but like, I never had a manicure, so I'm like, that would be kind of fun, too.
Mani-pedis.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear those weird sandals afterwards?
No. They let me wear, like, whatever I want.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just brought my own sandals.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I know they give you those, like, cheapy, like, paper sandals to wear after you get, like, a manicure or a pedicure.
I was going to make a joke, but I will not. Let me not. Let me
make
not.
Make the joke!
We spa?
Jared. I swear to God.
You can edit it out. You have full creative. Blame it on edit.
Blame it on I'm going to edit this to make you look horrible. No,
do it. Oh my God. Like I said, I'll be the villain.
Oh, so you're the villain of the season, of season 3. You're the villain.
I'm following the Nicki Minaj patented character arc, and I'm just going to make myself the villain and be a bad person.
You either live long enough to die a hero or see yourself become a villain.
Or in Sasuke's case, lose an arm and then become not a villain anymore.
I still don't like that man.
Yeah, no one should.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We're gonna take another quick break. We'll be right back with a new Aspiring Kimbo segment. Don't go anywhere. And we've returned.
So, here we are with this week's episode segment.
Your nails do look good.
No, I'm telling you, they're like still shiny, and I got them done like a week ago, so I'm like, this lasts.
Oh my god.
They're kind of dirty though, but whatever. Welcome to Aspiring Himbo, where I work to point out flaws in my ongoing formal education by talking about something that I simply still do not understand. This week, we're talking about Sigma males. Ew. You don't even know what this is. So, I don't know if y'all are familiar, but men who have tiny penises on social media tend to talk about how masculine and alpha they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so there became a trend of like, oh, top 10 signs you're an alpha male, how to identify beta males, how to get women as an alpha male, blah, blah, blah. Trying to, like, pat themselves on the back for being, like, aggressive and bullshit.
They really talk like this.
Yes, it's bad. If you type in alpha male on YouTube, there's so many, like, help videos
for, like, men who want to become alpha males, and it's like, this is the best way to get bitches. Like, it's gross. It's gross. It's, like,
I hate
very,
this.
Like, toxic masculinity kind of misogyny bullshit. But there has been a new level unlocked. They're just going down the Greek alphabet at this point, because now they're sigma males. So let's talk about sigma males and learn some things about them, because I simply do not understand what the hell a sigma male is.
Oh my god, okay.
So, like, of course, alpha, beta. Alpha males are, like, dominant, aggressive. They get what they want.
Uh-huh.
They're in positions of power.
Uh-huh.
Beta males are, like...
A
I don't
cuck?
Really know. A cuck beta male, yes.
Yeah.
Very that. Okay, okay, I'll Urban Dictionary, and then we can go to the top 10 signs
yeah.
afterwards. Sigma male Urban Dictionary. Okay, okay. The introverted alpha male. Sigma males do not conform to society's standards and think for themselves instead. Sigma males have many traits often correlated with the alpha male. Although they can appear quiet to those who do not know them, they are actually outgoing once you speak to them. These people are on a similar hierarchy to an alpha male, but they're less extroverted and more in tune with themselves.
Tag yourself. I think I'm a sigma male sun, alpha male moon, and beta male rising.
I think I'm a cuck sun, beta male moon, and a sigma male rising.
This is so... Why are they doing this
like,
to themselves?
Like, can't men just be themselves? No, okay, I had seen a tweet or something like that that was saying, like, this alpha, beta, sigma
yeah.
shit was, like, the men's version of astrology, and I was dying, because it is.
I mean,
like, right on that.
It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're trying to, like, categorize themselves based on their personalities in, like, some weird way.
But then they're all surprised when nobody likes them. It's just like, yeah, because you're a fucking asshole.
You're just weird.
Yeah.
At this point. Because they're, like, describing being a loner, and then being like, oh, I'm sigma. I'm not like other guys. I'm a sigma male. I'm like, no, you're just a loner.
Sigma balls.
Yeah, sigma balls. Ligma balls. I'm a ligma male. What are you going to do with that?
I hate every aspect of that.
So what are the top 10 signs you're a sigma male? Let's find out. I don't want to learn about crypto. Skip.
Alpha stand at the top of our social hierarchy. They lead with decisive voices, confident attitudes, and strong
the
results.
The way your recommendations
betas
are going to be fucked.
Betas, on the other hand, are followers.
Oh, I mean, think
they
about
sink
that.
To the bottom of
oh,
our
this
social
is a bad
power.
Idea.
They're
okay,
submissive,
bad.
Insecure,
you could always
will.
Google
they
a list.
They settle for less and run away from conflict. But...
Ooh, we're going to Google a list. Sigma male traits. They are loners. They are flexible. They are themselves, regardless of who is watching. They can lead without exerting authority. They are good listeners. They are self-aware.
Are they? If they're calling themselves sigma males?
That's my thing. I feel like they're just describing... Okay, this is another thing. If you're a real sigma male, time to blow all the sigma mind brain people out of the water right now. If you're a real sigma male and you think for yourself, then why are you attributing these traits to a category that someone else is putting on you? Wouldn't you not want to be labeled? Wouldn't you be like, oh, I'm just going to be myself, instead of being like, I'm a sigma male. Bow down to me. Respect me, because I'm a sigma male. Ben Shapiro voice. Actually...
He's a beta.
Theoretically,
he's
yeah.
a beta.
Well, he's a beta, but he also can't please his wife. So, like, his wife... That's why he's a cuck.
A beta cuck.
Yeah, his wife's over here, like, sorry, I'm going to go out with my boyfriend. And then Ben Shapiro's like, okay, I'll see you tonight at dinner.
Here's my thing.
Do you want a tuna sandwich at dinner?
I do, Ben. Thank you.
I do, Ben? Wow.
My thing is just, like, because a lot of these guys, I feel, tend to be a lot of ists, you know?
Oh.
Whether it's homophobic or racist or...
I was gonna say, there's a certain word that has two interchangeable letters that could fit.
What?
There's a racist and a...
Oh, that too! Yeah, I'm sure a good portion of them have essay allegations against them.
For sure. They have written many an essay.
But, asterisk, Twitter voice, asterisk, why are you so obsessed with other guys and how they identify? Seems a little...
Fruity, if you will.
Suspicious.
This fruit looks familiar.
You ordering dessert at dinner? You eating the bread they bring you in the basket?
That's a female trait.
Like, get over yourself.
Fully.
You know?
Fully, very much so. I don't know. People are just wild, but men specifically.
Yeah, men are horrible. But yeah. What else is new?
Now we understand. We've dissected the Sigma male. I feel enlightened. That's something you're never going to learn in college, kids, so don't waste your money.
They could learn it in college.
They won't
learn it in high school.
Okay, but here's the thing. You go into, like, an English 101. No, actually, communications. What would be a basic college class? Yeah,
communications.
You go into communications, and they're like, today we're talking about alpha males and sigma males. I would walk out of that class so fast. I paid so much money to be here. Why are you... Why?
You know, a couple of them, I'm sure, probably host classes being like, pay me and I'll teach you how.
They're like scamming people.
Like an MLM.
I feel like Jake Paul would do something like that.
He probably already has.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I'm an alpha male, bro.
Ew.
Oh my god. Just suck a fucking dick already.
Yeah. Well, probably already has.
No. Okay. Well. Now that our lesson is complete in Sigma males, we'll take a brief second to take a break. Yeah, well.
A brief.
We'll take a quick second to take a breath, and we'll return. BRB! Okay. And now we've come to the end of our programming. You have any last words to say today?
We here at PBS would like to thank our sponsors and supporters and the viewers watching us at home who are I don't know what they say at the end of PBS.
She's really good. That was actually really good, though.
I don't know. Sesame Street.
Decent enough.
Bert and Ernie were in the trash can.
That's Grouch, Oscar the Grouch.
When Grouch wasn't home, they would get in his trash can and they would be friends. They'd be really close friends.
I don't like these allegations.
Bert and Ernie are never beating the allegations.
I don't like the trash can allegations.
Oh, well.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to us again this week. If you did, if you didn't, you can choke. No, I'm just joking. Don't forget to...
What happened to being more assertive?
You're right. You can choke. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast. Actually, it's not even don't forget. You're going to rate and review our podcast because I'm being assertive now. Mm. And you're also going to subscribe. That's what's happening today. Mm-hmm. You can follow us at Misty_Terrain at Twitter.
Or at Local_Twink or at GaySchoolingPod. We will update the Twitter.
We did start. We uploaded the first episode there.
We will update the Twitter periodically.
Yeah.
Maybe, potentially.
Yeah.
And we still have plans to make a TikTok, but that'll happen one day.
I feel that in the bones for soon.
In the bones for soon?
Yeah. Feel it in my bones for soon.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's about it this week, guys. Till next week.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which is very little. Very, very little.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which is a lot.
Oh, that's a lot, yeah.
That is different. A lot. Okay, have fun, be responsible. Happy Halloween. Even though Halloween's not for like another...
Before Halloween, Mama.
I know, we'll see you guys before Halloween. When are you guys going to be for Halloween? Let us know. Oh! Actually, I lied. We're not leaving yet because I forgot to mention this.
Smack my ass like a drum.
Smack my ass like a drum. send us fucking questions, people.
It's never gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen.
Does that seem like something you'd want? Because let me tell you, you'll never get it.
We want to answer some advice badly.
Yeah. Advice segment would be fun. But...
Yeah. So just do us that favor. Okay, now we're leaving. Okay. All right, say goodbye, Jared.
See you in 10 years when I'm back from getting milk, son.
Who?
See you in 10 years when I'm back from getting milk, son.
Oh, I thought you were saying milkson, like one word. And I was like, who's...
Local milks in your area.
I'm the local milk.
You are.
I'll be a milf someday.
You will be. You're gonna be a good mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bye.